All right, so the end is clearly near for the Shiba Inu coin. I never thought I'd say it, but I just think it's going to go to flat zero. And when it goes to near zero or at zero, I will buy as many different Shiba Inu doggy coins as I can. I'm just going to hold it forever. That's the goal. So, How many of you guys think the dog coin is going to go up like crazy? Because I do. No, I do think it's going to continue to go up. I just think that for us to think it's going to go to a $1 trillion market cap is a little bit insane. And it's just not. You know, it's not going to go to a $1 trillion market cap. And I think we're foolish at all to believe it would. You know, and I thought, yeah, it is a possibility. I mean, if Bitcoin could go to a $1 trillion market cap, so could Shiba Inu. That was a little foolish of me to believe. And I knew this dip was going to come eventually. I mean, look, we had been pounding that market cap pretty hard. Like, we had got to a $33 billion market cap for a fucking dog coin. It's insane. I mean, to think, if you really get to the brass tacks of it, it's insane. It's insanity. It's stupid. Ridiculous. It's ludicrous. And Robinhood is never going to list. Robinhood is never going to list Shiba Inu. I don't care what anybody says. They're not going to list it. I was optimistic at first, but I don't think they want a fucking single thing to do with it. I really don't. I think they may be day trading it. They may be the whales. So the irony here is I think they're the whales who have been buying and holding and selling like crazy. And I think that they're doing this so that way everybody will sell off their current positions so they can get Shiba Inu a lot cheaper. They could buy more of it at least and have it for their crypto platform. That's a crazy conspiracy theory I have, but, you know, it's a thought. But yeah, I think, with what we're seeing here lately, I just don't have a lot of faith anymore. Just don't, but. You know, I mean, when does it end? When does it, the madness end. I do love the volatility, though. Like, if you're talking about a coin, a cryptocurrency that's been very volatile, I love volatility, whether it's going extremely high or whether it's going extremely low. I love it when it goes in either direction. I could care less. I get excited when it goes down quickly, and I get excited when it goes up quickly. I don't care what direction it goes. Because down quickly means I can get it for cheaper, and up quickly means I can make a faster profit. So, hey, the faster the profit, the better. That's the way that I roll, baby. Yeah, I just think I think that overall the dog coins, just everything about it, I think people got a little ahead of themselves. I still think it could go to near zero. I think that there could be such a massive sell-off that even the people who hold Shiba Inu could eventually sell because they might have got a little too ahead of themselves and kept buying up on the roller coaster up. Me, though, I just kept selling slightly on the roller coaster up just so that way I could start day trading it with some additional principal. I got most of my principal back though from Shiba Inu, which is nice. So even if it does go to zero, I haven't lost anything, which is nice, but I do want to buy more. And I do think it's a great day trading play, a great swing trading play. I swing trade it on public, but I hold it for the long term on Coinbase for the most part. I still shave my position on the write up. I made a lot of money off Shiba Inu so far, at least in value. So I feel like I'm getting an additional paycheck. You know, it's really nice. It's extra dough. It's always fun. But, you know, for me, I just love investing. I just love having extra money. I love having cash flow. I just love having cash coming at me. And I don't want to expand my lifestyle in any way. So. But it's fun. I love it. So I do believe overall that, this coin, man, this coin is just, I laugh so hard at all this because I know it's a joke at the end of the day and I know it's just a simple dog coin, but I think people have taken this far too seriously. I love reading the comments on public. And everybody's just like, oh, I'm losing all this money because I put my life savings into Shiba Inu. And then they see like a 40% dip and they sell. And then they think that, and they have the goal. They have the goal to think they could time out the bottom. Like, I'm going to wait for the bottom. And, you know, it's so funny because they you could try to time out the bottom all you want, but that's futile. You know, the best thing you could do is every day it dips, you keep buying more. And if it keeps on a dip run, if it keeps going on a bear run, keep on buying more. That's all you can do. But nobody listens to me. And that's okay. Because if nobody listens to me, nobody's doing what I'm doing, that's fine. I love buying on the dip because I know everybody's going to get back into it. Everybody's going to be like, they're going to be afraid of missing out again. And they're going to be bag holders. And then they're going to be like, but things will be different this time. And they'll get back into it. They're just going to be losing money all the time. And I love it. So here's to the bag holders out there. Tons of them. Yeah, it's not a good investment. But I do love day trading it. Seriously. Day trading Shiba Inu coin is very fun. I mean, I hold it for a little bit, but it's ridiculous. But yeah, I'm gonna keep this episode pretty short. I don't think Robinhood's ever gonna list it. Shiba Inu's going to zero one way or another, whether you people like it or not. You know. I'm sorry, it's going to zero. It's not worth anything. I still think it's cool. I just think people are finally going to... It's a passing fad. It is a passing fad, and I think people know this more than anything. And let it be a fad. I mean, I'm still holding on to it. Don't get me wrong. It could rise up again. The internet's crazy. People on the internet are insane. Fucking bipolar. So I still hold on to my dog coins. I'm not an idiot. I'll still hold on to them. Just in case you guys get all antsy and self-righteous and want to get back into it. But anyway, though, I want to thank you guys for the time. We'll try to make another episode, a few more episodes tonight. Just stay safe, stay sexy, and I'll see you next fucking episode. Later.